Our country's political landscape is polarized to the point that we rarely hear each other. Larry Sharp has traveled the country and has personally visited every county in New York State, listening to people's concerns. The Sharp Way is a show where answers, solutions, and common ground can be found so that together we can forge a new way forward. The Sharp Way is the way to mutual respect, where no one has to convert to be heard, because you can be as liberal or as conservative as you want, as long as you aren't forcing your beliefs on others. Welcome to Sharp Way Radio.
Oh, yes, it is Larry Sharp. Sharp Way Radio, WYSL, Rochester, New York. So happy that you are giving me a chunk of your afternoon. So good to be with you. The number to call after the break, 585-346-3000. I remember a very interesting story about me in traffic court. Why would I bring up traffic court? This is years ago, maybe 20 years ago, many years ago. I was actually living on Long Island, not New York City then. And I had to drive into the city for a sales appointment. So I'm driving into the city, and I'm in Brooklyn. And I don't know if it's still true, but I know it was true. You couldn't make a U-turn in a business district in Brooklyn. So I'm in Brooklyn. I didn't know that. I lived on Long Island. So I go into a turning lane. There's no sign that says you can't make a U-turn. So I see a cop in a gas station, whatever, don't care, make my U-turn, and all of a sudden his lights go on and he pulls me over. He says, "Do you know why you got pulled over?" I said, "No." He ignored me and then gave me a ticket. And I said, "What do you mean? What's this for?" He said, "Illegal U-turn." I said, "There's no sign. How would I know?" He said, "Well, you can't make a U-turn in a business district." I said, "Oh, I don't live in New York City." He said, "It doesn't matter. You should know that." "Oh, okay. Where's the sign saying it's a business district?" "There isn't one." "What?" So I could not know the law because I didn't live in the city. There was no sign saying no U-turn. There was no sign saying business district. He said, "Yeah." Gave my ticket. Walked off. So I thought, I'm going to show these guys. I'm going to go to court. I'm going to fight this because I'm in the right. There is no way that a judge would tell me that I'm wrong on this one. So I go to court. I'm in court. The cop shows up. He tells him what happened. I was sitting there. The guy turned, blah, blah. I said, "Yes, Your Honor, that happened. 100%. I saw the cop. I nodded at him. I wasn't mad at a cop. I thought, good, I guess you're doing good stuff. And I turned. I said, "Your Honor, how could I know this was illegal? I don't live in New York City." Actually, I think by then I might have because I was moving. But I didn't then. I don't live in New York City. I don't know the law. There's no sign saying it's a business district if I had known the law. And if this was about safety, or if you cared about me, wouldn't you put a sign that says no U-turn, right? Wouldn't you have that? The judge said, "I understand." That's what he said. "I see what you're saying." That's what he said. Then he said, "Yeah, you're guilty. And max to me. Max points, max dollars." I'm not joking. He maxed me. How dare I go to court and show him that he's wrong? Maxed me on points, maxed me on dollars. Wow. That was my lesson. And I thought, well, no, this is for safety. So they'll put signs up or stuff. That isn't that what government does? When it's scared, it puts up signs. No, this wasn't for safety. This was for profit. The cops were just pirates sitting there waiting to board another innocent merchant ship so they can take their goods. That's all it was. The judge agreed with me and then maxed me on points on my license and on dollars.
Both.
Wow. I couldn't believe, I was shocked. I walked out thinking that can't be true. Like, that didn't just happen, did it? And there was a traffic court lawyer there in the room, right? I don't know if you've been in traffic court, but it's not like a big courtroom. It's a room, but it's not really like a big courtroom. It's people around and lawyers are there. Next cases are sitting there. And I never forget this. The traffic court lawyer laughed at me. Like, oh, now you know, don't you? And I was like, man, okay. I would never fight one again. But from that, I remember. Never forgot that. Why did that come to me now? Because right now in New York City, because of safety, they are about to lower the speed limit in New York City. It already went down. It was maximum was like 30. Then, of course, the greatest mayor we've ever had in the history, de Blasio, I'm blatantly lying, he was the worst, decided because of safety, he's going to lower it to 25. Well, now Eric Adams and Her Majesty Queen Kathy, first of her name, destroyer of the middle class, destroyer of conservatives. You know, she said, yeah, 20 is good. So we're going to lower it now to 20. You might go, wait a minute, it's for safety. No, what also just happened in New York City? Do you remember? I do. A whole bunch of speed cameras. So we got a bunch of speed cameras in New York City. They're not making enough money. We have to lower the speed limit, not for safety, so we can make more cash. The city's broke. It's always broke. And they're worried that coming up here in November, Uncle Joe may not win the election. They can't keep getting checks from Uncle Joe. What if instead, Mean Old Don wins? If Mean Old Don wins, New York City and New York State may not get a bunch of checks anymore. They need Uncle Joe. He keeps writing checks. So what are we going to do if Uncle Joe loses and Mean Old Don wins? Well, we better have some cash. Let's lower this to 20 and we'll raise even more money. They will literally raise at least $500 million. I'm not joking. They will raise at least, if not more, $500 million off the backs of people driving in New York City. A lot of those people will be tourists. And they'll wonder, why is tourism going down? Well, because every time you show up in a city, we punish you. Ugh. What do you expect? If I'm going to punish you every time you show up, you might not want to show up. Now, what made this worse is you might say, Larry, it's okay. This is clearly unconstitutional. This is clearly wrong, right? We'll just sue and the courts will save us. Well, I already talked to you about traffic court. So that's out. So you go, wait a minute, Larry, it's okay. We'll go to the Supreme Court. That'll do it. They'll save us. Supreme Court just recently ruled that civil asset forfeiture. All good. What does that mean? If cops want to take your stuff, now don't get me wrong here. If you're arrested, charged, convicted, I get it. Take your stuff. I get it. You're a criminal. Those stuff is bad. You robbed or stole or whatever. Okay. That's not how civil asset forfeiture works. Here's what happens. I think maybe you might have done something. Again, I'm not joking. I see you have lots of cash. I'm going to take it. I see you have a car. And I think you might maybe be dealing. I'm going to take your car. That's the way it works. They just take it. Gone. Take it. Well, Larry, you can fight for it. You can. You can fight for it. But the Supreme Court said you don't get a speedy trial. So let's say, for example, you're driving, your friend is a veteran, and your friend is from another state, and they use cannabis, which in that state is legal. Maybe in yours it isn't. They're driving, cop smells the cannabis on your friend and goes, oh, you're dealing. Do you have a license? You go, no, we're taking your car. Utterly legal, happens across America every day. Take your car. You go, but it's my car. It's how I get to work. It's how I pay my bills. Oh, well, they take it. And now you have to try to get it back. Larry, it's okay. I wasn't convicted. It is irrelevant. The state has decided that while you have rights, your car doesn't. And they decide that your car is separate from you. Your property does not matter. Many of you get upset at me and go, Larry, why do you libertarians focus so much on property rights? Because of stuff just like this. New York State does not respect property rights at all. They mean nothing. Nothing. Squatters can come in your house and just take it. No rights. If you don't pay enough taxes, we take your license. We take your house. Nothing. Property rights mean nothing in New York State. Another great example of this is take it. All right, so maybe you get your car back. Maybe. If you have enough cash to pay a lawyer, meanwhile you can't work because you lost your car, or you got to buy a new car, or rent a car, or bug your buddies to get you to work every day, to do that, to get a lawyer, to get your car back. And when you get your car back, and it costs you $30,000 in legal fees, who pays those fees? You do. That's it. Might as well buy a new car. Give him the car. I'll buy a used car. It's not worth it. 2 years, I got to fight for my car. Why? And I got to take off time to go to court. And I can't drive there because I don't have a car. The Supreme Court said that's fine. No worries. We're good. Take all the property. No value. We are using law enforcement as a profit center. You might go, but Larry, it's different because the Republicans, no, Republicans and Democrats together think this is fine. No worries. Good idea. Take people's stuff. Worry about due process later, if at all. Let's make money. We're not going to tax you as much because we're Republicans, or we're going to pretend not to if we're Democrats. But either way, we're taking your stuff. Am I crazy? Am I wrong? You can tell me. 585-346-3000 is the number. Larry Sharp, WYSL, Rochester, New York on Sharpway Radio. Back with your calls and your internet chat after the break.
Introducing a sobering and unavoidable truth. The latest advancements in artificial intelligence have made cyber attacks easier than ever before. Cyber criminals are relentlessly targeting your business right now, seeking the tiniest opening in your defenses to drain your accounts and steal sensitive data. Your finances and your customers' trust are on the line. Call the experts at Simple Tech Innovations now at 585-999-TECH to secure your business today. Don't wait until it's too late. Make the call today. 585-999-TECH.
To live the quality of life we deserve in truth and freedom, informed by our Constitution, our laws, and traditions, we need to pick the best leaders possible. Recent experience certainly illustrates that. Free and accurate elections are essential if we're going to restore our society and safeguard our rights. New York Citizens Audit is a volunteer, nonpartisan group which has been lobbying for open-source audits of the State Board of Elections and reform of the electoral process statewide. Did you know Citizens Audit has uncovered over 1 million felony violations of election law? That in 2020, there were 625,000 more voter registrations than existing voting age citizens in just six New York counties? That there were 338,000 more votes cast than voters who voted? These are just a few shocking examples of the urgent need for reform. You can help. Visit auditny.com and learn the facts, how to volunteer, and make a difference in your community. Again, volunteer, donate, or spread the word. Start at auditny.com. That's auditny.com.
Sharpway Radio on the WYSL stations.
Yes, it is Larry Sharp back here on Sharpway Radio, WYSL, Rochester, New York, 585 346 3000 is the number to chat. I have been talking about New York State specifically, but also the country in general, using law enforcement as a profit center. Now, those of you who know me, I'm not anti-law enforcement. And I don't think, and if you're in law enforcement, you can tell me, I don't think most cops, sheriffs, want to spend their time writing tickets. I think they want to go after bad guys. That's why they did the job. That's why they joined up. They want to go after bad guys. I would like them to go after bad guys. I agree. We're simpatico here. Law enforcement, go after bad guys. Good. But see, they also can be used as an arm for the government to make money. And if the government decides, do I want to keep my citizens safe or do I want to make cash, they always seem to err on the side of cash. If the goal was to stop people from making illegal U-turns, because I guess people have accidents, I assume that's true, in business districts, then why wouldn't you put a no U-turn sign? Why wouldn't you put a business district sign? Any of those things. One would think you would. But the goal is to catch you. People say, Larry, these cameras, they're good. They make people safe. The data is already in. They don't. Cameras change the type of accident you have. That's true. What happens is you don't have the same type of accident. When you have cameras, people get afraid and they stop in the middle of the intersection trying to not get a ticket and they get rear-ended. Again, I'm not making this up. This is factual. It's not safer. It's a different type of accident. Is that better? Wouldn't you rather have people be safer in general? No. Because with option one, the type of accident doesn't make money. With option two, the type of accident makes money. That's the part they care about. This is cash. It's a cash grab. And the best part is, so many times you hear me on the show complain about grifting, right? I have to give a job away to somebody so that I can reward them for supporting me, either financially or otherwise, in my campaign. And as much as I am not a Kathy Hochul fan, I got to give credit where credit is due. She is one of the best at that. Two examples, including the one I'm going to give you now. I just gave you, but one more. The one I'm going to give you now is the cameras. She had to repay people. Remember, a private company has to install the cameras. That's not a bad thing necessarily. But now they make money the entire time. They get a cut for maintenance. And someone has to process all of those tickets. Well, that's a financial company that processes them like a credit card and gets cut. Well, who does she pick? People who supported her. Did you hear her on her State of the State address? She spoke about drowning. Remember that one? Drowning in New York State. Less than 20 people drown a year in New York State. And almost always it's because someone's on alcohol or drugs or it's a kid who no one's paying attention to. That's New York State. That was part of her big push. And she says, because black kids die. I'm not joking. Kids of color, they're the ones. Can't swim. So the government can teach you how to swim. It's not what it's about. If you heard her undertone, it was about building swimming pools throughout the state. Yes. So there's some construction company, some developer, who is backing her. And he's like, I need some money. She went, can you build pools? He went, yeah, I could do that. Sure. Just give me a nice fat contract. She said, done. And then said, it's because black kids are dying. And then now we're building pools across New York State, which probably no one will use. Doesn't matter. We'll spend billions of dollars making new pools and her cronies get money. Notice the common theme I have across this show of these last several years I've been doing this. Follow the money. Every single time. But every time it's about the money, It's always couched in safety. The worst thing that happens every single time is we become afraid. And when we're afraid, we give our rights away. And as we keep giving our rights away, we never get them back. Absolutely. Let me grab some comments if I can. I let you guys are commenting. I appreciate that. So let me grab a couple of these. John says, best example of extortion in this state currently is the 81/481 project in Syracuse. No cops, just cameras clocking speeders. No due process, just pay up or we'll punish you. Yes. Now think about the average New Yorker who's going to work every day. They get a bill in the mail, says you owe us whatever, $100, whatever's the fee, or go to court. Are you going to take a day off from work, go to court, and lose? You can do it? Probably not. John's right. Just going to pay. And if you don't pay on time, goes to collections. Aha. Now, a collection agency makes money too. That's also one of Kathy Hochul's friends. And now you don't owe $100. Now you owe $400. Yeah. Biggest scam. It's just punishment. And nobody is safer. It wasn't even a problem in the first place. Absolutely. Joe is now teasing me saying, Larry here trying to reason with the government. Yeah, I'm going to do the old excuse, Joe. I was young. I didn't know any better, Joe. Don't judge me. That's what I'm going to use. I'm going to use that as my excuse. All right? I was young. I didn't know any better. I was naive. In reality, yeah, I was young. And I was naive. It's true. And I thought, I'm going to show them. They kind of showed me. So yes, they kind of showed me. Joel says, due process later. That's a Trump quote. If it's later, it's not due process. Yes, yes, yes. Which is why I'm saying, when it comes to cash, oh, everybody's the same. Republicans, Democrats, they're the same. And literally, if you do due process later, it's not due process. Right? That's the point, right? It's process, I guess, kind of, but that's about it. Fred is thinking. Fred is savvy. Fred says, so if the state of New York confiscates your home, why can't you squat in their newfound confiscated property? People are doing that. Fred, you're right. Yes. So what you do is, I'm not joking, Fred's smart. People have figured this out. They don't pay any of their bills. They've given up. It's called zombie houses. There's a name for it. Zombie houses. They just stop paying. It's pack them and leave. So when they pack them and leave, eventually the bank gets the house or the state takes the house or someone takes the house. And once they take it and they lose ownership, the people move back in. Yes, you're exactly right. Now it's not their house. So now they have squatter's rights. They can't throw them out now. I know some of you listening or watching, your head's exploded. No, no, no. That's real in my state. So you don't pay your bills. Get your house taken by the state or by a bank, whichever one. Then move back in when you don't own it anymore. And now they can't throw you out. So when you owned it, they could throw you out. When you don't own it, they can't. I wish I was making this up. It would be amazing if I was. This would be a wonderful story. Some 1984 dystopian future. So it'd be 2084, I guess. Dystopian future. No, 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 no. This dystopian future is today. So Fred, well done. You figured it out. And so have others. You aren't the only one. Others have figured this out too. So anyway, Joel says, those black kids in the Bronx can't swim either? Oh, yes, of course. From the great quote that our governor said, that the black kids in the Bronx don't know what a computer is. Well, I was a black kid in the Bronx, so maybe I didn't know. Maybe when I was trying to swim, I don't know. But yes, but this goes back to a more important piece. They think that we're all stupid. And they hope we're not paying attention. Sometimes they're right. 585-346-3000. Larry Sharp, Sharpway Radio, WYSL Rochester, New York. Back with your calls and more of your chat. I see you. I will get to you after the break.
Sharpway Radio on the WYSL stations.
Young black kids growing up in the Bronx who don't even know what the word computer is. They don't know. They don't know these things.
They don't. They have no idea. I still don't know. I'm on a computer now. I had to have my white friend hook it up for me. I didn't know what it was. He said, look at this thing. Just, you know, talk into this thing. Just don't worry. Because I had no idea what it was. Luckily, I have white friends. I like white people. I have white friends. Without them, how could I swim? Without them, how could I get a computer? It would be impossible. Oh my God. Larry Sharp here, Sharpway Radio, WYSL, Rochester, New York, 585-346-3000. And I do want to grab a call right now, if I could. I'm going to grab Craig from Clinton. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you, Larry?
What's going on?
Well, y'all must have read my mind, because that's exactly what I was calling about. I heard you talking about black children drowning, and you triggered me, and I was going to talk about Kathy and, talking about how she was going to educate the black youth.
Yes, on how to swim.
So why do Democrats still act like they're not the racist one? And why do voters not hold them accountable?
Yes, I love that. Why? Why do people think that Democrats are not racist? Why?
Like, could you it's imagine insane. If Trump said that black people were too stupid to use a computer?
Like, oh, my God. It would be on every TV station, every show, 24-7. There'd be T-shirts. Absolutely.
We would have an investigation about it, and there would be charges.
Yeah. He'd probably another court case. They would.
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
hate
they would
speech
prosecute.
Or something.
Letitia James would prosecute him.
100%. This James would charge him for hate speech because black kids, I don't know, can't swim or something. Whatever. But yes, 100%. It drives me crazy that people think that Kathy Hochul actually cares. The problem with it is, look, if you really want to help the black community, and I hope everybody does, I hope you all would love to help the black community. If you do, don't teach us about computers. Don't teach us about swimming. Don't teach us about anything. Leave us alone. Let us grow. Let us grow our communities. Let us have ownership in our communities. Stop creating barriers and stop trying to help us. Let us grow our communities. We might be able to do so.
Yeah, and especially don't take the white man's burden angle. Like, come on, what are you doing, Kathy? Why?
Yes.
I'm just so angry because in New York State particularly, it's like, well, who else are we going to vote for? You know, Kathy's doing it. Uncle Joe's doing it. You ain't black if you don't vote for me. Like,
that's right.
I just don't. Is there ever going to become a point where that's not acceptable, or will we just continue to accept that and elect people like that?
You know, Craig, you've brought up a very valid point. Maybe I got to stop talking about this issue. I didn't vote for Biden. I'm not black anymore. Damn it. I may have to stop talking about this. I think I'm not
and
black.
The fact that you're using a computer also loses you points, I think.
You're right. I'm using a computer. Clearly, I'm not black. It's true. Damn. Okay. I have to work on that. Craig, thank you for the call, brother. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Yes. So I'm not sure if I'm black or not. I guess I'll get my race in the mail. Let me grab another call if I could. Keith, how are you, sir?
I'm going to prove Craig wrong. I'm conservative, and I love ethnic humor like they used to have in vaudeville. They ought to bring it back. I want everyone to hear this example. In the early 1900s, there was a, as they called him, a Negro actor named Burt Williams. He was prejudiced against, and just to show that he could hold his own, he would go into a bar, and when he bought a beer, he would pay for it with a $1,000 bill. They had that denomination back then. How many whites back then could casually take out a thousand dollar bill, like Negro actor Burt Williams. Everyone should look him up. In a jovial manner, I think the problem is people are too intimidated, like Craig was intimating, to really note our differences. It's no big deal. You said of yourself, I guess, that you're black, but you've also said in the past that right in front of your desk you have a German flag.
So, I do.
What are people to make of that? Remember from the old days, in a jovial way, they said blacks can't swim because your bones are too thin and you don't get the buoyancy needed for swimming. But people, my point is, everyone, people have to find out about each other. During World War II, they put an all-black crew on a destroyer, the SS Mason. Look that up. The officers were white, but the crew was all black, and they functioned as well as any white crew. And during the war, because Negroes were thought not to be able to function in cold weather, when they sent Negro troops up into Alaska, same thing. The Negroes did as well as their white counterparts. So, in my final example, when Hochul says, well, a certain group doesn't know about computers, but that could be said about whether it's the ghetto, the burial, Appalachia. It doesn't. Her problem was that she made it black. Well, that could be any poor white kid. I mean, I'm from the Mid-South. Hispanics in the barrio, blacks in the ghetto. It doesn't matter the background. It's if you have access, and if you don't, then you're ignorant no matter whom you are.
I agree completely. The stories you told me, I actually have never heard of that story, so I'm actually going to look that up. I appreciate that, to see what that is. And look, the reality of it is, I'm mixed race. My mother was white, my father was black. So I grew up in the 60s and 70s in the Bronx. Everyone saw me as black. No one saw me as not black, right? It's not how it works. So yes, I'm proud of my German heritage. I'm proud of my black heritage, both. I'm proud of both. I'm happy that I grew up in the Bronx. I live in Queens now. It has nothing to do with me knowing about what a computer is or not. You're completely correct, right? There are people who are in bad spots who don't have access, regardless of their color. The problem is so many people, particularly on the left, but on the right too sometimes, but it's far more prevalent on the left, is identity politics. So I have to say the poor person is black or Hispanic. I can't say the poor person's white. I can't say that if I'm doing identity politics. So I think you're correct. Thank you for the call, Keith. I really appreciate it. So, look, I think Keith's point and Craig's point are valid points. Does race sometimes matter? Sure, I bring it up. Sometimes it does matter. There are issues where race comes up. There are racist people on the planet. Of course there are. But we don't have to make everything racist or everything racial either. There are times when that's true. If you're looking at things like sentencing patterns for the drug war, clearly racist. Right? But that doesn't mean that every individual person or cop or prosecutor is racist. I'm sure there are, right? There are racists in everybody. They exist. But to assume that every cop or every prosecutor, every judge is racist because there's a system or because individuals, it doesn't help. That's what I would say. How about that? Is that a good way of saying it? It's not helpful. I want things to be helpful. I want to try to fix things. I want things to be better. I don't want to just blame people. It's not helpful. That's the critical piece. Joel says, too many politicians say black when they actually mean poor. Poor and black are not the same group. Thank you, Joel. If she had just said, there are a lot of poor kids who don't have access to computers, most people wouldn't have said anything. Keith was right. Keith would have been like, yeah, that's true. I mean, he doesn't like Kathy. But he would have been like, that's true. There are poor kids who don't have access to computers. But even if you're a poor kid who does not have access to computers, why would you think a poor kid doesn't know what a computer is or means? That is so condescending. That is so, I'm not going to say condescending. It's making children out of the people who you're supposed to support. And that is actually how most of these people think. And I know It's how Her Majesty thinks. She believes we're all her children. She said that we're all her, what, acolytes? That what she said? Remember? She talks to God. We're supposed to, like, listen to her. She believes it. She said the quiet part out loud. She meant what she said. Her response, that was covering up what she actually means. So, Joel, you are correct. Absolutely. All right, let's see if I can do this. Frank says, I'm a senior that has done postgraduate work and still need to ask my 11-year-old granddaughter to help me with my cell phone. Nicely done, Frank. I ask my daughter for help all the time. I do. I ask my daughter all the time. All the time, yes. Frank goes on to say, does this mean that my mixed race niece and nephew can only half swim? Yes. What it means, Frank, is they can only tread water because they're mixed, so that's all they can do. And they can only use tablets. They cannot use PCs because they're half black. So, yeah, doesn't work. Sorry. That's the rules. That is the rules. Sorry about that. Just want to be clear. Didn't mean to be mean. That's how it works. Gene says, black kids dying has to do with making black voters think the Democratic Party cares about black people. Democratic voters care, but their party obviously doesn't. Some black voters are beginning to understand this. You know, Gene, you are bringing up a super valid point here. I'm so glad you said that. The idea that Democratic individual voters don't care about black people is wrong. I think the average voter cares. They would like black people to be just as successful as anybody else. I don't think they're thinking about it every day. I think most people think about their own life every day, right? They want their own life to be good. But I don't think most people go, should black people be underprivileged? They go, no. They should be as good as everybody else. The problem is the leadership. And you will hear me often divide them. Democratic leadership is terrible. So is Republican too. But Democratic leadership is terrible. Telling black people they care every 4 or 2 years and ignoring them or actively hurting them in between. 100% true. But I do think the average Democratic voter probably does want as good as anybody else does. Or at least just fairness. Am I wrong there? You can let me know. 585-346-3000. Larry Sharp on Sharpway Radio, WYSL, Rochester, New York. Back with your calls and more of your chat. I see you after the break.
Introducing a sobering and unavoidable truth. The latest advancements in artificial intelligence have made cyber attacks easier than ever before. Cyber criminals are relentlessly targeting your business right now, seeking the tiniest opening in your defenses to drain your accounts and steal sensitive data. Your finances and your customers' trust are on the line. Call the experts at Simple Tech Innovations now at 585-999-TECH to secure your business today. Don't wait until it's too late. Make the call today. 585-999-TECH.
While many local collision and repair shops have been gobbled up by national chains with their impersonal touch, Flower City Collision remains locally owned and operated. The shop was started by a local veteran who taught his son Zach the basics in customer service and providing customers value. Flower City doesn't work with a specific insurance company. They want to be your advocate. If you need a repair, reach out to Zach at Flower City Collision in Henrietta. He will work with your national insurance company on your local behalf to ensure you get the repair you need done right.
Avon Gun and Hunting Supply, a locally owned and operated gun shop here for your hunting needs. With changes in New York State laws, they'll work with you to fulfill your needs. Open from 10 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday, Avon Gun, East Main Street, next to Tompkins Community Bank.
Livingston County Pizza Company and Gluten Free Bakery has a great deal on Tuesdays. A large four-topping pizza for $18, regular or gluten-free. Call 226-9575. Open Tuesday through Sunday. Livingston County Pizza Company and Gluten Free Bakery in Avon.
Sharpway Radio on the WYSL stations.
Yes, it is Larry Sharp. Sharpway Radio, WYSL, Rochester, New York. So happy that you're giving me a small chunk of your afternoon. We have been talking about New York State using law enforcement as a profit center. Kathy Hochul, not really caring about black kids at all, but acting like she does. Democrat and Republicans taking our money, and Democrats being more racist than they act. And maybe I'm black, and maybe I'm not. I can swim. That's a problem. And I'm using a computer. Maybe not. I don't know. Let's ask somebody. I got a call here. Roger, how are you, sir?
Hey. So, first, Larry, Sammy's law that gives home rule to New York City to decide if they wish to bring down the speed limit, which was based on Amy Cohen's son, Sammy, who was killed by a speeding car. No one has been able to answer my question, how fast was the person who killed Sammy was going? Do you know?
I don't know.
Okay, once you find out, and if he broke the 25-mile-per-hour limit, then can you post that on X? Because if the person was going over 25 miles an hour, then the law, there's nothing wrong with the law. The person just broke the law.
If the person was going over 25 miles an hour, then it's not. You're right. You're correct. That is right. Yes. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with the law.
Right.
So
the person. So you're right. The person would have to be going between 20 and 25 miles an hour for the law to have any validity at all.
Exactly. Now.
Got it. That's a good point.
Now, here's the thing. If New York City needs money, then your mayor, and I say your mayor because I don't live in New York City. That's your mayor. You own that. Should be pushing.
Stop punishing me.
Should be pushing for the New York Public Banking Act, which would give home rule to municipalities to charter their own public bank. This way, from the taxes that get paid back for creating jobs in the infrastructure, the money can be used to pay back the principal to the loan, while the interest can go toward building a surplus. So there's their money right there. Again, this goes back to why we need to be able to run our own citizen-led initiative amendments to be placed on the ballot by the voters of New York State so we can decide to ratify our own into the New York State Constitution to make civil asset forfeiture before conviction unconstitutional and put some penalties on police departments that sell your stuff before conviction. Matter of fact, if their sentence is a misdemeanor, they still don't get to sell your stuff. Also,
I think you have a valid point.
Yeah. Also have the power of the veto referendum to repeal law. You know, we can turn this state around if we had the power to do this. Okay. Now, one more thing about the whole racial issue. Okay. Look, we understand that both parties, you know, are racist as far as we're concerned.
Yep.
It's just one hides it and the other one does not. But it's really about the policy. That's, you know what I'm saying? But now, you know, like black millennials, half of Generation X and black Zoomers are saying, oh, these Democrats, they just give lip service. They you know, they're just as racist or whatever the case is. Right. Take a look at this. Dexter, of what happened to him. We got a very restrictive state when it comes to
Dexter Taylor.
Yeah. Look what happened to Dexter. Now, look what happened to that black man in Florida, which is the opposite of us when it comes to gun laws. All that brother did was open up the door and the government shot him. Boom. He opened the door. Bam, 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 bam. Oh, I thought he had a gun. Okay, you don't need to have a permit. He's allowed to have a gun. It's Florida.
He is.
There's no laws in Florida against owning a gun. He wasn't pointing at you. The camera, the body cam showed he was not pointing it at you. Okay?
Not at all.
So why did you shoot him? So what, he had a gun? That's his constitutional carry right state.
Yes.
But you see, both parties, okay, have racist policies toward us. So it doesn't matter. We're not allowed to have to exercise our Second Amendment rights. The NRA never comes to our rescue when we get killed by the government, you know, for having a gun, or if it was thought that we had a gun. You feel what I'm saying? So that's why I say black people should be
independent. I appreciate that. Let me cover a couple. You gave me a lot, Roger. First off, I'm not an NRA fan. I prefer Gun Owners of America. Gun Owners of America actually does seem to care, does actually do things for people of color, and also white people. Does not matter. They actually care about our gun rights. So I'm a big fan of GOA. I'm not a fan of the NRA. I think the NRA does not help. The NRA helps people who helps them. GOA actually helps gun owners. So that's number one. The second piece, I think you're right. We have a situation to where no matter what, you can't have a gun, and they will put black people in jail either way because it's scary. The origins, and some people who are all about the Second Amendment get mad when I say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Gun control is not only unconstitutional. Obviously it is. But there are a lot of people who don't care about the Constitution. The judge in Dexter Taylor's case literally said, her words, the Second Amendment does not exist in this courtroom. That's her words. And she's a judge in New York State. The judge said, the Bill of Rights does not apply in a court in the United States, even though I am sworn to uphold the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Yes, that's true. That actually happened. And Dexter Taylor got 10 years for making legal guns from legal parts purchased legally in New York City. He is going to go to jail for 10 years. That's what he's been sentenced yesterday. So thank you for bringing that piece up. I agree completely. The other piece I want to bring up is, yes, I think that if we had more of a ballot initiative state, we could actually vote for what we wanted. We could change our own speed limits as we see fit. We could adjust all these things. We could get rid of some of these horrible gun laws. We could change so many things. The problem is, as I spoke about from the beginning of the show, it's all about the money, but we're not getting it. Roger, you are correct. You and I are not getting that cash. Government bureaucrats, government lackeys, actual government officials, and donors are all getting that money. And they're getting lots of it. And they're getting it so that we can't have it. We are paying so they can benefit. And I wish Republicans, Democrats would do something about that. Now, there are some individuals who try. There are some. I see them. But the problem is they get crushed. They get devastated. And they just say, you know what? It's not worth it. I'm going to start grifting too. I think that's the answer. Did I lose you, Roger? Oh, I lost Roger. Okay. I hope that answers your question, Roger. I covered a bunch of things you talked about. And last piece, which others talk about also. You are watching so many people of color, particularly black and Hispanic men, shift out of the Democratic Party. This is a good thing. I wish they'd go more third party, but a lot of them are going to the Republican Party. I wish they'd go more third party. I think third party is more important. I think it's far more important. Third party shows them that all of a sudden, the two-party system of yelling at each other doesn't work anymore. We can't just go other guy bad. We've got to actually try to fix something. We have been bad at this for years. We've got to get better at this. One last comment, if I could. David says, law enforcement as a profit center is evil. We definitely need to get better leaders in this country. Law enforcement as a profit center is a way to make money without taxing, is a way to make bad people, whoever they deem as bad, to pay for the good people, who are the people we don't target. It sounds much better than heavy taxes or fines and fees. So instead, law enforcement becomes a profit center. And the worst part is, now we're training our law enforcement that this is more important than getting bad guys. And then we wonder why we can't get the bad guys. Well, I can't put these guys on getting bad guys. They're too busy paying bills because we don't have enough money. So let's go get them out there, you know, paying bills instead of getting bad guys. Well, how would you feel if you were a cop and you joined to get bad guys and now you're basically just a profit center? How would you feel? You'd start saying, what am I doing? You start saying, why am I doing this? And you might wind up like in New York City, walking away. Happens far, far too much. Guys, I want to say thank you so much for giving me a chunk of your afternoon. I will see you all very soon.